This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It could be a great and historic day, well, if you follow politics, because Joe Biden's announcement of his running mate choice is expected perhaps sometime this afternoon, perhaps at some point during this show. We'll go to that immediately, of course, if that news breaks. It appears that the decision is going to be made at the very latest tomorrow. It will be announced tomorrow, I should say. According to multiple sources, Mr. Biden has made his decision. What the Wall Street Journal is reporting is that the Biden allies have been told to expect an announcement midweek. Today is Tuesday, so that could mean tomorrow. Revealing his choice of running mate, Mr. Biden, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, the convention begins 6 days from now, has been considering a group that includes California Senator Kamala Harris, who seems to be the betting favorite for the Biden choice, the former Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice, Representative Karen Bass, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. That would be a huge surprise. Biden is widely expected to choose a woman of color. They also, in the Wall Street Journal list, they list Senator Elizabeth Warren and Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth. It is hard to imagine that Biden, after allowing so many different black women to dominate the speculation, would go in a different direction. Speaking about going in a different direction, we also have this situation where Mitch McConnell is hoping, and the president is hoping, Larry Kudlow has spoken, he's hoping, everyone's hoping to get some kind of deal with Congress. They're working at it, and that partially is to keep the economy going. The market up again today, up over 28,000 in the Dow, and that partially on the expectation that they will get some kind of an agreement, which would mean there would be no dispute about those extended unemployment benefits going out. Right now, there's a real question as to whether or not President Trump has the power, has the ability to send those out himself. There's also information on the new Battle of Gettysburg. The president has said he will deliver his acceptance speech in one of two places, either at the battlefield of Gettysburg in Pennsylvania, a national historic site, and one, if you have never visited it, you should. It's an amazing feeling to go to Gettysburg. But will the president deliver his acceptance speech there? A number of people are deeply critical of that idea. We'll explain why. We will also go to a new report from Bloomberg that big cities badly damaged by the ongoing violence, badly damaged by the coronavirus pandemic, those big cities are not coming back. Some of the damage may be permanent. How and why? We will get to that as well. Speaking of permanent damage and terrible damage, right here in Seattle, Carmen Best, who should be the mayor of the city, and by the way, if she decides to go in a political direction, I think that the police chief, who was just resigned, she resigned last night, she did it in a classy way. She sent out a tweet to her fellow officers. She has been with the SPD, the Seattle Police Department, 28 years. She's a local girl. And we've had a lot of experience in Seattle with people from out of town who've come into the police department. It helps that she is a local girl. She's from Tacoma. That's kind of local. Tacoma, for people who don't know, the Northwest is about a half hour away. Unless there's traffic, there hasn't been traffic recently. And why did she resign? Well, because basically she's just giving up on the council. She said in her tweet that she sent out last night, "I wanted you to hear this from me, but some media have reached this conclusion on their own. This was a difficult decision for me, but when it's time, it's time." She thanked the mayor, Jenny Durkin, for her continuous support. It was Jenny Durkin who named her as police chief. She said that the Seattle PD is truly the best police department in the country. And please trust me when I say the vast majority of the people in Seattle support you and appreciate you. She's addressing this to her fellow officers, and I think she's right. So what was the story here? The Seattle City Council had just voted. Yes, that's correct. Just voted on Monday, yesterday, to lay off 100 officers of the 1,300 in the Seattle Police Department. And they had also cut Carmen Best's salary and the salary of other top police officials. Now, why they are doing this is basically because they're bending to a howling, violent, disgusting mob. Here is the way that the chief, Carmen Best, announced her resignation this morning. She had a press conference today. Listen.
"This weekend, I don't think it's any surprise, but I informed Mayor Durkin of my intent to retire from the Seattle Police Department, effective September 2nd, 2020. For me personally, this was a decision I wrestled with, but it was time. I will always be a police officer. It's who I am. But ultimately, as I learned from a former boss, when you know it's time to go, you know it's time to go. After serving this department and this community for almost three decades, I can honestly say I have no regrets. There are things I would change, yes, but being a Seattle police officer and having the opportunity to be the police chief, it was a dream of a lifetime. I want to thank Mayor Durkin, sincerely thank her for her support. I will continue to do all I can over the next 3 weeks to set this department up for a smooth transition."
And then she thanked the officers with whom she had worked. Listen.
"Things are hard right now. I also know that when people get to meet you and to know you, they see what amazing people you truly are. The vast majority of the people in the city support you. You are essential to our community safety, and I thank you for all that you do. Thank you for showing up every day, committed to public safety, day in and day out. You spent time away from your families and loved ones to serve our community. Even during this COVID-19 pandemic, your commitment to our community and our profession has been absolutely unmatched. I am grateful and humbled to have had the opportunity to serve as your chief."
And Jenny Durkin, the mayor of Seattle, stood up and she thanked Carmen Best and indicated, yeah, we all wish she would have stayed. Listen.
"Carmen Best has been one of those leaders who has shown up and shown what she is made of. I have no doubt that Carmen Best will continue to lead, continue to fight for what is right, continue to be a voice for equity and changing policing and other systems that have perpetuated inequities and racism. It's unfortunate she will not do it here as our chief of police. This past weekend, as she said, she told me that she wanted, it was time to resign. We've had many conversations over the last 3 weeks. My heart is obviously heavy to lose her, and I will freely admit, I wish she was staying. I asked whether she would, but anyone that knows Carmen Best knows she does not act or speak without thoughtfulness. She thinks through consequences."
And one of the consequences, the new police chief is going to be Adrian Diaz. the first Latino chief of police. He will be taking that job September 2nd. More about part of what pushed Carmen Best in this direction. It was an attack on her home, basically. We will get to that and more on the Medved Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Michael Medved Show, the resignation of the police chief, Carmen Best, who seemed for a while to be the only person in any kind of position and power anywhere in the state of Washington, certainly anywhere in the city of Seattle. to have a head on her shoulders, to have a commitment to sanity, to public order, to protecting the city and protecting the people who live and work and love the city. She's gone now. I was not meaning to imply that Carmen Best is a quitter, but she clearly is not in sync with the city council or with the protesters who the city council so consistently supports and encourages. The protesters, and they're formally affiliated with Black Lives Matter. We're not now talking about some kind of outside group. This is not Antifa. This is BLM, with their local Seattle leader, Mr. Turner. And the New York Times reports that things did not go so smoothly when Mr. Turner's group went to the home of the Seattle police chief, Carmen Best. They were confronted by white neighbors. Now, Carmen Best, of course, African-American. They were confronted by white neighbors, some carrying firearms, who blocked the streets and demanded that the protesters leave. Carmen Best lives in Snohomish County. She lives north of the city. And Ms. Best, who is black, said the appearance of the demonstrators in her neighborhood went against every democratic principle that guides our nation. Mayor Jenny Durkan of Seattle said she found the intimidating messages and tactics used outside her home to be inconsistent with the principles of civil rights movements. She says, as a former lawyer and federal prosecutor, I've faced threats connected to my work for many years. And then the New York Times adds, her safety sensitivities were heightened when a federal prosecutor, Thomas Wales, was shot through the window of his Seattle home in 2001. He was shot and killed. And it's still an unsolved crime. The case is yet to be solved, but has been treated as an assassination. I mean, the craziness of all of this is beyond the beyond. And Jenny Durkan, again, who is the city's first lesbian mayor, she made some incredibly stupid comments about CHOP, the Capitol Hill occupied protest, saying, oh, this had a block party atmosphere, was going to be a summer of love. And after 24 days of intimidation and violence and property destruction and destroying businesses and damaging the city, finally, Mayor Durkan seemed to get the idea that this was unacceptable. But now she seems to have a much clearer view of what is at stake here and how blameworthy the city council really is in forcing Chief Best to resign. This is Mayor Durkan this morning, a couple hours ago.
All the major cities in America, Seattle had the chief that not only understands the lived experience of Black America because it is her experience, but has the deep experience in policing needed to change it. We had the chief that not only believes in the importance of reimagining policing, she was the person and probably still will be the person that helped lead the way for our nation. We have the chief that understands every inch of this department and how you can actually get to generational systemic change. Even in the midst of disagreement, I hope we can find common ground. I will admit, it's why it has been so mystifying to watch the city council plow ahead without ever consulting her, talking to her, or listening to her pleas to be thoughtful. Not to set artificial targets, but instead to have a plan that focuses on duties, mission, and outcomes. And that's why it was both infuriating and deeply disappointing that the day after the chief stood in this room and criticized the council's approach, offered her own approach and vision. The very next day, they voted to slash her salary and the salaries of her whole team.
Okay. There was one vote against the salary cuts and a vote against firing 100 officers. There was one courageous vote on the council against it. You know who it was? Jeremy, I think you know who it was. It was Shama Swant, the socialist, because she said they weren't cutting enough. So she voted against it. How does anyone honestly believe the city is going to be safer if you let 100 officers go? How does that work? Mayor Durkan finally continued to go after the city council, and it's actually a pleasure to hear it. Listen.
This is probably the worst budget climate our city has ever faced. But in rebalancing the budget, the city council did not cut any other department director's salary. They did not cut any other department leadership team's salary. They did not cut their own salaries or the salaries of anyone working for the city council. They targeted only Carmen Best. They targeted the team she has assembled, and they did it despite the fact that they know it's not enforceable, it's not legal, and spoiler alert, the charter requires me to honor the contracts and agreements that Chief Best made, and I plan to do so. But it's not about the money. That was a final straw. It's about respect. It's about listening to someone who is there with some answers and with the lived experience to help Seattle move forward. So my message to the City Council is, I have always been and I remain willing to work with you. I proposed a joint effort to engage Seattle, all of Seattle. Engage them in deep conversation about the future of policing, how we in Seattle can better lead and lead the nation in not just admitting, but actually changing the deeply racist systems.
Okay, again, this stuff about the deeply racist systems is so sickening, frankly, to hear it again and again and again and again. Can I mention something about Seattle? I mean, having lived here for 25 years, and it has been 25 years now, we've just passed our 25th anniversary. There's some secrets about Seattle that you need to hear. We will get to those in a moment. Also, the latest in Chicago, where the situation is just appalling, almost beyond belief. And then in Portland, another announcement that they won't prosecute vandals and hooligans. We'll get to that and more coming up.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're a nice guy, Michael, but you're wrong, wrong, wrong.
The Michael Medved Show.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is again hammering the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus outbreak.
The failure of the Trump administration to develop or implement a national strategy to defeat COVID has meant that the disease has raged through our country for 7 months and the economy is in very bad shape.
Senate Republicans quick to point out Operation Warp Speed, which is part of the administration's effort to deliver 300 million doses of a safe, effective COVID-19 vaccine by next year. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best is resigning after the Seattle City Council voted to gut the Seattle Police Department, which specifically targeted her command staff, and they have to lay off 100 officers, most of whom are officers of color. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington, has a real opportunity. This is a thought by my partner on the show for the 25 years that I've been doing it, Jeremy Steiner. And the opportunity obviously comes in finding some way that the state can step in and help the city of Seattle avoid the disaster of cutting an already overstretched police department. We don't have enough cops. We haven't had enough cops for a long time. But generally, because Seattle has traditionally been a place of low crime and pretty decent public order. I remember when we first moved here, I showed my wife and kids, hey, look how different this is from L.A. You don't have graffiti everywhere. There are no homeless people who are sleeping everywhere. It's a prosperous, clean, beautiful city. That was 25 years ago. And Jeremy's idea about Jay Inslee is look, he's running for re-election. He's running against a Republican who's given virtually no chance of winning the governor's election. So this is not a political stunt. It's really what a good governor would do, was step in, give some backing to Mayor Durkin, maybe even give some backing to Chief Best. I mean, she's still on the job until September 2nd, and find some way to help this overstretched city, the by far the biggest city in the state, to keep those 100 cops who are going to be laid off, damaging public order and public safety in the biggest city in the state. It's an opportunity for leadership, and it'd be applauded, it seems to me, on all sides, except for the insane far left that actually believes you make a city safer by cutting the police departments. I mentioned before I was going to say tell a little secret about Seattle that most people outside the area, and in fact most people who haven't lived in the area for a long time, don't really know. And that is, Seattle has a distinguished history of the African-American community here. There is actually a very nice museum in the site of a former public school in a very attractive park that is the Museum of Northwest African-American History. And I've been there a couple of times, and it's fascinating, and they're great black people from this area or who have lived here, people like Quincy Jones and the great playwright, August Wilson, and the great painter Jacob Lawrence, and Jimi Hendrix is from Seattle. He was a Seattle boy. But in any event, when we moved here, Seattle, which at the time had an 8% black population, which is just about what it has now. In other words, considerably below the national average for African-American people, had a black mayor, Norm Rice, and King County, which is the larger county, had Ron Sims, who was the head of King County. Well, actually, he was a pretty good guy for a Democrat. He was also African-American. And, in this whole area, there have been some real black leaders. There was a mayor, he was mayor of Everett, right? Mayor Wilson? Or is he a member of the council? Gibson. Up in Everett, that's Snohomish County. So, the notion that this is a place of tremendous racial oppression, I don't even know. Does anybody know what Norm Rice is doing right now, the former mayor? He lost a primary for governor to an Asian American guy, our two-term mayor, Chinese American Gary Locke. Look, we've had every kind of minority basically in high office in the Seattle area, except for Republicans. that's a different minority here. Speaking of which, Portland. The one way to feel better about Seattle is to kind of look at the situation in Portland, which is incomparably worse. I mean, really worse. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be insulting any Oregonians who hear that, but there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal today that kind of sums up something that we've learned about Portland. And the editorial says, over the weekend, Portland police were forced to declare two riots. On Friday, police said people defied orders to disperse and threw rocks, frozen or hard-boiled eggs, and commercial-grade fireworks at officers. Rioters also filled pool noodles with nails and placed them in the road, causing extensive damage to patrol vehicles. On Saturday night, arsonists set a fire inside the Portland Police Union building, and rioters outside landed two officers in the hospital. Rioting continued late Sunday, injuring more police. The narrative of peaceful protesters set upon by bloodthirsty law enforcement officers in Portland is becoming unsustainable even for progressives. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, who ostentatiously denounced the Trump administration's efforts to protect the federal courthouse, had a rendezvous with reality after people tried to set ablaze a police precinct on Wednesday night. When you commit arson with an accelerant in an attempt to burn down a building that is occupied by people, then you have intentionally trapped inside. You are not demonstrating. You are attempting to commit murder. That's what the mayor said. And then right now, the DA in Multnomah County, the county in which Portland is located in Oregon, has just announced they're not going to prosecute most of the people who were arrested in the Portland protests. Multnomah County District Attorney Mike Schmidt, known Apple Hall of Fame baseball player, announced on Tuesday that his office will not prosecute many protesters who have been arrested during the recent Portland demonstrations. For instance, they're not going to prosecute people who were arrested for interfering with a police officer. They're not going to prosecute people for second-degree disorderly conduct, for rioting, or other things. They're only going to prosecute those who threatened or used force against someone else. And this is much tougher to prove. He says, as prosecutors, we acknowledge the depth of emotion that motivates these demonstrations and support those who are civically engaged through peaceful protesting. We will undermine public safety, not promote it, if we do not take action to bring about immediate change. In other words, the immediate change that is needed is to throw these crazy bums out. When you see a city as badly damaged as Seattle or Portland or now Chicago, and you have public officials like a district attorney saying, oh, no, we see the emotion behind this. We're not going to prosecute people for this. Of course you get more and you get more problems. And the police superintendent in Chicago, the great David Brown, another great African-American cop, he saw it very clearly. Made it clear that it's because Kim Fox, the state's attorney, yeah, the same one who saw nothing wrong with Jussie Smollett's faked hate crime, that was fine. And she also saw nothing wrong with about 800 people who were arrested but haven't been prosecuted in the city of Chicago. And that's why people felt free to vandalize and trash and loot and loot and loot. And now there's a spokesperson for Black Lives Matter in the Windy City in Chicago who says looting is good. It's a form of reparations. No, really, she said it. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVet Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVet's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com. Because ClearPlay loves good movies.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Yesterday morning, that's Monday morning, there was intensive looting really throughout Chicago. On the Miracle Mile, the Magnificent Mile, they call it in Chicago, on Michigan Avenue, stores trashed, looted, very organized looting. Apparently they had a social media announcements about caravans of cars to load the stuff that they were stealing out of the stores. And they also hit Lincoln Park, which is a more residential neighborhood to the north. All of this devastating. I mean, it's just devastating. You should see some of the pictures at the Daily Mail, a great British newspaper. They have 20, 30 different photographs that are just heartbreaking. Because little places, big places, chain stores, Best Buy, just trashed, emptied out. Windows smashed. They used some cars to smash into the windows so more people could get in and steal stuff. And Black Lives Matter Chicago, reports the Daily Mail, said that early Monday's looting of stores was a form of reparations as the group held a protest Monday night in support of more than 100 people who were arrested after the evening of violence and looting. Ariel Atkins, a BLM organizer, called the looting reparations. Quote, "I don't care if someone decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike store, because that makes sure that person eats. That makes sure that person has clothes. Anything they wanted to take, they can take it, because these businesses have insurance." That's the mentality we're dealing with. It's devastating. And the superintendent of police in Chicago, David Brown, used to be the superintendent in Dallas, he said at a press conference yesterday, the looters were behaving as if there are not consequences. Why? Because of what happened previously. What happened previously is there were 800 rioters and looters who were arrested, and basically none of them prosecuted. They're doing the same thing now in Portland. This is crazy. Let me go to Kathy in Aberdeen, Washington. Kathy, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, how's it going today?
Not too bad.
Well, it's really kind of a sad time because I really feel both Portland and Seattle is going to turn into another Detroit, and Chicago along with it. And, you know, they have never got back to where they were in Detroit. And so I
know that Detroit's lost half its population. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, all these people are going to start moving out of these cities. And what is Portland and Seattle going to do then? They won't have their revenue coming in, their taxes. And then everything.
Well, they don't have it now because all the businesses were shut down, and it's crazy. This is their excuse for firing all these police officers. Is 100 police officers. Oh, we have a revenue crisis. So they're not cutting out the quote services to allow homeless people to camp in public parks. What they are cutting out is any effort to try to move those homeless people out of public parks. Kathy, I'm afraid you're right. There's actually a piece that I'm going to do. It's an analysis by Bloomberg. And again, not particularly conservative by any means, but about how big cities, including New York, including Chicago, including San Francisco and Seattle, may be permanently damaged by this. Let's go to New York, to New York City. And Yehuda, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. So I actually have
good afternoon,
points.
Yehuda.
I'm making quick. Number one, when the black BLM, when they say about reparations, there are many white people in these demonstrations. I mean, I didn't see what...
It's mostly white people.
So what reparations? I'm confused. But and also, I think they can be sued. Can the store owners sue Black Lives Matter for all this anarchy damage?
That's an interesting concept. Because I believe Black Lives Matter is a legal organization. They take all kinds of contributions. And so they probably have some... Now... Look, I let me tell you this. When you have somebody like this Ariel Atkins in Chicago saying basically this is justified, that certainly gives you stronger grounds for a lawsuit. Of course it's going to be very difficult. And the real tragedy here, and you probably know people like this. I know there are people like this in New York City, yeah. Is it's hard enough to stay alive during a pandemic for a business. And with nobody downtown. But then on top of that, to have to apply for the insurance and for these places that are insured. And then to do all the repair, it's devastating. Yes, please, go ahead.
Speaking of exodus, I live upstate New York in the Rockland County area, which is about an hour north of New York City. The realtors are getting flooded with calls of people dying to leave New York City. They said the atmosphere is deteriorating. It's too expensive, and the anarchy and then the violence in the street. They said there are homes flying off the market in upstate New York. They're eager to get out of New York City because of what's happening.
Isn't that unbelievable? And going to places like Muncie, is that where
yeah.
you are in Rockland County? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you should be well and safe, and we just need to get a grip. I mean. New York was turned around, and it was turned around largely through the initiative of Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, who may not be very popular right now with people on the left, but my God, what he did for the city was incalculable, and it changed all of urban America. This is one of the points that they make in this Bloomberg piece, which we will get to in more detail, is that, look, during the 1970s, following the urban riots of 1966, 65, it started in Watts, and then you had the Detroit riot in 67, and Newark in 67, and riots in 150 cities in 68, and the riots devastated whole neighborhoods, and people started leaving. There was an exodus out of big cities. And then there was what a lot of people have considered to be irresistible, was this miraculous turnaround, what people called an urban renaissance. And here's what they say in in this piece by Noah Smith over at Bloomberg. Complacent triumphalism about the enduring appeal of cities should be avoided. Cities don't always grow. From about 1950 through 1980, the population of New York City fell steadily. Many big U.S. cities lost people in the mid-20th century, with the 1970s seeing particularly rapid outflow. The question is whether something similar might happen again. The answer will depend on the economics of why cities exist in the first place. Basically, there are three reasons human beings cluster in large population centers: production, consumption, and public goods. Each of these could be under threat, not just from the pandemic, but from longer-term trends that predate coronavirus. For instance, the flow of cities are enormously productive. They said production is one of the reasons people stay in cities. The flow of employees between companies, as well as casual interaction, that circulates the knowledge and ideas that allow high-value industries to thrive. But remote interaction negates much of this productivity advantage. If job searches and funding searches can be conducted just as easily online as in person, and if offices can be replaced with Zoom and Slack, much of the reason for cities to exist will evaporate. Then there's no reason for somebody to continue to pay this gigantic premium in money and hassle to live in Manhattan if you can move up to Rockland County and have the same business. Or you can move to Florida and have the same business if you want to. And in fact, in Florida, you have the advantage of lower taxes. People also live in cities for consumption. It's easier to meet new people and find fun things to do in Manhattan than in small towns upstate. But as software makes it easier to connect with people without meeting in physical space, this advantage erodes as well. The idea that this downturn that people are experiencing is going to be reversed, it may be a vain hope. There is hope, however, for a brand new superpower, a new super nation emerging on the world stage. Not to replace the United States, but to help the United States in dealing with China and Russia and chaos. What is that superpower called? It's called Kanzuk. We'll tell you about it coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.